The city of Springfield today renamed a downtown street in honor of the man credited with saving AHL hockey in Western Massachusetts time and time again. Over the course of 40 years in Springfield, hockey players, coaches, owners, teams, and arenas have come and gone. The one constant has been Bruce Landon. Now, the block-long street along the north side of the Mass Mutual Center, where the puck will drop in a few months for another season of AHL hockey, is called Bruce Landon Way, in honor of the former player and longtime hockey executive.
I don't know if it gets any better than this. I was fortunate enough to get inducted into the American Hockey League Hall of Fame this year. Obviously, that was a tremendous thrill to me, but this rates right up there as well. It's an honor that you just don't expect, and I'm like I said, the only way I can keep using, I'm very humbled by it all.
All right.
The new street signs were unveiled Tuesday morning to the cheers of about 100 people, including several wearing hockey jerseys with Landon's name on the back. Landon was joined at the street signing unveiling by his wife of 45 years, Marcia, a daughter, and two grandchildren.
This has been a family thing for me. I mean, without the sacrifices and the support of my family, you just don't get a chance to do the types of things I've been able to do with the amount of hours and the commitment it takes. So they've been right beside me all along the whole journey, and it's fun for them to be a part of it as well.
Kevin LeBeau of Chicopee came to the ceremony wearing an old Springfield Kings hockey jersey with Landon's name and number 30 on the back. LeBeau said as a child he became a fan of the Kings when the team won the AHL's Calder Cup championship in 1971 with Landon as the backup goaltender.
He's always been one of my favorites because he's so great with the fans. He's open, he comes out, shakes hands, signs autographs, and that's what makes it important. It's a family event here in Springfield.
When a knee injury ended Landon's playing career at the age of 28, he got a job in the front office of the Springfield Indians in 1979 and eventually moved up to general manager. After the Indians were sold and moved out of town in 1994, Landon put together a local investment group to obtain an AHL expansion franchise, the Springfield Falcons. He was the president, general manager, and part owner until 2014 when he stepped down, but remained a consultant to the team. The Falcons were abruptly sold and moved to Arizona at the end of last season, and Landon announced his retirement. That lasted about 2 weeks. He started working with a group of local businessmen who ended up buying the AHL Portland Pirates and relocated that team to Springfield with a 4-year affiliation deal with the NHL Florida Panthers. Landon is signed on as a full-time consultant to the new Springfield Thunderbirds. He admits to being an eternal optimist when it comes to hockey in Springfield.
Florida's going to give us a good product, and with a good product on the ice, with the enthusiasm that's been created by the ownership group and by the management, and some nice, exciting things are going to happen going forward, I think it's going to be a really, really good year here in Springfield.
The street renamed in Landon's honor had been called Falcons Way for the now defunct team. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.